seed we're sowing. Gonna keep it on growing as long as we can.
In coordination with the audio documentary series Five Farms, KRCV is also offering our own series of profiles of five Sonoma County farms. Here's News Director Bruce Robinson.
Many, if not most, of the current generation of Sonoma County farmers grew up in the family business, or at least had plenty of firsthand exposure to agriculture in their formative years. But that wasn't the case for Yael and Paul Barnier. Each was born and raised in the urban Bay Area and found their fascination with farming as young adults, by which time they had both made their way, separately at that point, northward to Sonoma County. For the past 33 years now, they have been extracting their livelihood and much of their own food together from the modest farm they share along one side of the Dry Creek Valley.
We live on 5 acres in Dry Creek Valley. It's mainly grapes, and then there is about 3/4 of an acre to an acre of row crops and fruit trees. It's just about everything you can think of. We grow during all the different seasons. So my specialty is garlic, but we have onions and lettuce, tomatoes, peppers, all the summer crops, winter squash, winter vegetables as, broccoli, cabbage, Romanesco. So just about everything.
Your background didn't involve agricultural experience. What led you to be doing this?
I guess I've always been a hands-on guy, and the idea of working with grapes appealed to me. I've learned it back before the whole grape boom and still kind of practice those old techniques taught to me by old Italian farmers, and it still appeals to me. I enjoy it.
So you're dry farming?
I am dry farming for the most part.
Now you're on the edge of the Dry Creek Valley?
Right. Just not in the heart of it, but on the hills.
What was happening on the land before you settled there?
There were grapes on it. There was an old Carignan vineyard there. It was planted for horses, and after 10 years we pulled it out simply because it was too narrow for tractors. When we pulled it out, we built in more garden space for row crops at the same time.
The interest in garlic, is that because you like to cook with it, or what was your reason for getting involved with that?
It's kind of a long story, but I'll give you the short of it. And that is, I was living in Pengrove here in southern Sonoma County, and I really wanted to garden and really hadn't experienced gardening before. And I really wasn't doing very well with small seeds, and a neighbor woman who used to walk by my house finally gave me some wonderful heads of garlic that she and her husband had brought here from Italy, and it's an Italian red garlic. And that was my first successful crop, and it led from one thing to another until I ended up growing about 12 different varieties of garlic. It wasn't because I loved to cook with it. It's because I wanted to grow, and it had a very large seed because you actually plant the clove instead of a seed.
How well does it work to mix the garlic and the grapes and all the other things you're doing? Does it create diversity that you find really beneficial?
It takes some coordination. This time of year, we're busy cultivating but also preparing the land for the summer crops. It's got both of us jumping right now. We're spreading compost and shaping beds and at the same time cultivating vineyard and suckering, and it's a busy time of year.
However, as far as diversity, it does create diversity, which is a good thing. It's good in many different ways. It's good just because a lot of the garden crops attract pollinators and birds and bees, all the different things that are good for the land. And I think it's good also because actually you're not dependent on any one crop. For us, it's actually become another part of our income source. So it's good in that way. We're not depending just on the grapes. We're not depending just on the row crops, but we have both going.
Which one of you led the motion to go into agriculture? Neither of you had that in your background, and I'm assuming that you were a couple first and then decided to go on into farming, but maybe that's not right.
No, actually, both of us independently had been working with plants, me up in the Dry Creek Valley on my own, and Yael down in Pengrove, and we met at a folk dancing class, actually, at the JC, and we soon discovered that we both had the similar interest in that one thing led to another.
And actually, I was farming goats also down in southern Sonoma County.
But no more now?
We have up until this year. We've raised goats for meat for our own use. But this year we've decided we're too busy and we're probably going to pass it up for this year. Part of farming and expanding on your farming means that you have to create more and more infrastructure. And we really have decided that the goats living with the chickens doesn't work very well. And so we're going to have to wait until probably next year when we have a different situation for the goats.
Obviously, things change from one year to the next. So I wonder, what are some of the big changes that you've weathered or gone through during the time that you've been farming up there?
I think probably for the grapes, we're getting used to the flattening out of the prices. And, 10 years ago, we had kind of a golden age of grape growing that went on for 10 years. But we're over that now. And so we're getting used to scaling back on costs. And at the same time, Yael's growing of vegetables actually has picked up a lot. The interest in local food, we've both noticed it. She gets restaurant orders plus goes to two farmers markets. That's been a big thing to adjust to.
How much do you try to supply your own table from your own sources without having to go further afield?
Well, it's pretty amazing, actually. For years, we've been supplying our own table. We've raised a lot of our own meat and vegetables. And also, because we are both hands-on people, we've pressed juice from apples, and Paul cures olives. We pick walnuts that are local. We pretty much are pretty self-sufficient. I mean, we buy flour and a lot of those kinds of staples. And I think that's why one of the reasons why we like the row crops, too, is that it feeds us as well as others.
Now, you're at a point in life where the question of what happens to the farm long term is beginning to bubble up. And how are you approaching that?
Well, we do have, our son has been involved in the farm. He's actually farming his own piece for row crops. And he and Paul work together in the vineyards. For a long time, he's been involved with us on and off through his school years and then through his college education. He'd come back for a year at a time and work with us. So now he's here more full time, and we're hoping that eventually he'll be farming with us full time. And, as we slow down, hopefully he'll pick it up. But it might not work that way. We don't know, really.
In the neighborhood or the vicinity where you are there, do you see a lot of other people doing the same kind of diversification that you are, that it's not just grapes or it's not just one thing or another? Is that a common thing around you, or are you kind of following your own path with that?
You're seeing more and more examples of it. It's not an easy path. Grapes really have an advantage in that you sell them just once a year. You don't have to market them the way you do your vegetables. But we're seeing there's more grapes than we need. So it's a tough sell and to get rid of grapes right now. There's pluses and minuses. Everyone that's doing row crops is struggling a little bit, and people that are diversified, it's just a lot of work. You're hustling one way or another.
In just a moment, you'll hear the fifth and final hour of the nationally distributed Five Farm series here on KRCB. We've expanded on that a little with this series of five shorter conversations with Sonoma County farmers and farm families. But there are dozens more with equally interesting stories to tell. We can't bring them all to you here on the radio, but we can encourage you to seek them out yourself. They're at your local farm market, ready to tell you about what they grow and why. Or you can visit many of them firsthand by following the listings from the Sonoma County Farm Trails map or website. This has been a production of KRCB News. I'm Bruce Robinson.